Now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of August 2nd. This week in 1953, Skeeter Davis was injured, and her singing partner in the Davis sisters, Betty Jack Davis, was killed in a car crash outside of Cincinnati. It took 5 years for Skeeter Davis to recover and to return as a solo artist. Jerry Lee Lewis opened the Thunderbird Hotel in Las Vegas this week in 1963, and his payment was a $9,500 paycheck. Aretha Franklin made her debut on American Bandstand this week in 1962. In 1961, Paul McCartney formed Wings. The Beatles made their last performance at Liverpool's Cavern Club this week in 1963. Patsy Cline received a posthumous star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1999. Jim Morrison from The Doors was arrested in Los Angeles this week in 1970 for public drunkenness. In 72, the movie Superfly opened across the country. Billy Williams and the Cordettes appeared on the very first national broadcast of American Bandstand in 1957. In 1973, Stevie Wonder was seriously injured in a North Carolina car crash, was in a coma for 4 days, but we all know, fortunately, he recovered. Chubby Checker showed America how to do the twist on Dick Clark's primetime TV show this week in 1960. In 1956, production began on the movie Rock, Rock, Rock with Chuck Berry, Laverne Baker, Frankie Lyman, and Connie Francis singing for Tuesday Weld. Christine McVie joined Fleetwood Mac this week in 1970. In 1957, Paul Anka made his TV debut, and it was on American Bandstand. The movie Beach Party with Frankie Avalon and Annette Funicello opened this week in 1963. The cover photo for the Abbey Road album by the Beatles with the Fab Four striding across the road was taken this week in 1969. England's Decca Records destroyed 25,000 copies of Ray Peterson's Tell Laura I Love Her for being in bad taste. Happened this week in 1960. In 1969, Bob Dylan attended his 10-year high school reunion in Hibbing, Minnesota, but left when a drunk tried to pick a fight. John Phillips from the Mamas and Papas filed a $9 million lawsuit against the group's label, alleging $60 million in unpaid royalties. Happened in 1973. The audience carried Billy Joel out on their shoulders at the end of his Leningrad, Russia concert this week in 1987. The Kingston Trio appeared on the cover of Life magazine this week in 1959. Sonny Bono was hired by Specialty Records in Hollywood, California as their artist and repertoire representative this week in 1957. Olivia Newton-John received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1981. Stevie Wonder signed a $13 million deal to re-sign with Motown Records in 1972, and it was the richest deal ever at that time. Frankie Avalon's Just Ask Your Heart was released this week in 1959, and it sold a reported 200,000 copies nationally, with 10,000 copies in Chicago alone on the day of release. The Osmonds received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week in 2003. In the studio, Badfinger recorded the Paul McCartney song Come and Get It in 1969. The Rolling Stones recorded Have You Seen Your Mother Baby Standing in the Shadows in 66. The Beach Boys cut When I Grow Up to Be a Man in 1964. The Isley Brothers recorded Shout in 59. And Roy Orbison recorded Blue Angel this week in 1960. Birthdays: Tony Bennett is 94, Frankie Ford born this week 1939, Timmy Euro born in 41, Louis Armstrong born this week in 1901, Big D Irwin born in 1939, Elsbury Hobbs from the Drifters born this week in 1930, Rick Derringer is turning 73, Sammy Smith born in 1943, Demita Joe was born this week in 1940, B.J. Thomas is turning 78. Ron Holden, born in 1939. Stan Freberg, born in 1926. Herb Reed from the Platters, born in 1931. Felice Bryant, who, together with her husband Boodaloo, wrote many songs for the Everly Brothers. She was born this week in 1925. Joe Tex is born 1933. Connie Stevens is turning 82. Keith Carradine, 71. Chuck Berry Jr., born this week in 1961. Andrew Gold, born in 1951, and Samantha Sang is turning 69. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of August 2nd. For all the news, come back to Treasure Island Oldies once again next week for the rock and roll news. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.